The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
And when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Have you heard of Father Michael Judge? Not everybody has, huh? He was a Franciscan priest in New York City. He worked in the soup kitchens there. He was also the chaplain to the New York City Fire Department. And he is listed officially as the first fatality from the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers on September 11th. When news was received in the friary, Father Judge took off his Franciscan robes and put on his fire department uniform, pulled on the helmet, and he took off for the Twin Towers. He died hearing someone's confession. He took off his helmet so that he could hear that person a little bit better and was struck by falling debris from the tower. Rescue workers found him and wrapped his body in a sheet and brought it to the closest church and laid his wrapped body at the foot of the altar. And upon the sheet, they laid his badge and his stole. I've been thinking about Father Judge over the last few days. I'm not real sure why, but he's been coming to mind. I didn't know him. I don't know what he was like. I don't know if he was perfect. I doubt he was perfect. But I've been thinking, wondering, could I have done what he did? Could I have had his courage? Now, I've heard courage defined as great will wedded to great love. And at 68, I'm pretty sure that to reach that point, Father Judge would have had to have practiced determination and love. You know, sometimes we think that it should just happen to us. Great determination, great love, overnight. We think we should be perfect. Well, so many things that we fall short of. We look at our lives. We're not as compassionate, not as generous, not as loving as we know that we should be. We wonder, why doesn't it happen? We should go to bed one night and wake up the next morning perfect. Poof. It doesn't happen like that. Great will, wedded to great love, it takes effort. It takes practice. It takes determination to really practice great love. And it takes love to practice determination. Now, I am pretty sure that Father Judge was not really the first fatality on that day. But that doesn't matter. What's important to us is that on that day, in the midst of such chaos, in the midst of evil, there was courage. Great will wedded to great love. And it was practiced long before it was really needed on that day. We hear a theoretical argument in the gospel this morning. The Pharisees bringing a question to Jesus. What do you think? Well, for us, it's a practical and practiced consideration. What are we preparing for? Not theoretically, but really, concretely. What are we preparing for?